The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And gentlemen, good afternoon, Flick fam, should I say.
No, you shouldn't say.
No. Good afternoon, Flick fam. Welcome back to another episode of Two Tickets, Please. the podcast where Jackson and I talk about movies and we're film experts, you know what I mean?
You sound so excited.
I'm very thrilled for this episode, actually. Why don't you like Flick fam?
Because it sounds really dumb.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Come on now. Fine. We'll go with Cinemaniacs.
It's like even worse.
Okay, then we're going to stick with Flick fam.
I think I'm partial to just Two Tickets Pleasers.
That's just like, I just don't know how I feel about that.
Okay.
You guys can let us know what you want us to call you. But otherwise, it's 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Tickets, Please. Welcome back to Two Tickets, Please. My name is AJ Richardson.
And I'm Jackson Orman.
And we are the film podcast with film experts. I know I already did this. I kind of lost what I was doing for the intro like halfway through. Or like at the beginning. I was like...
Well, we're here now.
We are here now.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back to Two Tickets, Please. I've said that like four times.
You have.
All right. Sorry. I'm looking at the Emmys winners right now.
So, guys, as always, I think we're going to start with the,
Say that again?
Segment where we each choose just a funny line from a movie that we like to say that again.
It doesn't have to be a movie we like, though.
Just a movie.
Because last week I did mine funny. From War of the Worlds.
Sometimes it's from really bad movies, and sometimes it's from really good movies.
Yeah.
Would you like to go first in today's
Say that again?
Segment.
This might be the best use we've ever had of any sound effect type of thing ever.
It's my favorite sound effect ever.
It's pretty good. I can go first. Mine is from Kung Fu Panda 2.
Okay.
And it's when I think it's Shifu and Po are talking,
mm-hmm.
and Shifu goes, "No, Shen," and Po goes, "Wait, that peacock guy?"
That's awesome.
That happens in Kung Fu Panda 2.
Which is a good movie.
Which is a great movie. Yeah, one of the best animated films of all time.
Very good movie.
I'll stand by it. that's the Say That Again line. It's really funny.
You know what that line had me saying?
Say that again?
Man, you're really into the sound effects today, dude.
It's so funny. I almost hit the sound effect again.
Your
say that again.
Line, a line is from possibly one of the best movies of all time that we have had a lot of say that again lines come out of this movie before.
Really?
It's the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, yeah.
We use this one a lot.
I mean, Brooke did say last season whole movie.
She just said in general, which is a good answer.
That's a bit of a cop out, but sure.
But it's true.
I mean, yeah.
My line comes from the Lego Batman movie, and it says, should I read it in the Lego Batman voice?
Yeah, let's. You do it first, and then I want to try it.
That's my impression. Hold on. I don't talk about feelings, Alfred. I don't have any. I've never seen one. I'm a night-stalking, crime-fighting vigilante in a heavy metal rapping machine.
Okay.
That's Batman's response to Alfred saying, like, what are you feeling, sir? Do you want to try and read it in the Batman voice?
Let me try.
Always been on. That was your warm-up?
No, that was my warm-up, yeah. I don't have feelings, Alfred. I don't have any. I've never seen one. I'm a night-stalking, crime-fighting vigilante and a heavy metal rapping machine. I don't feel anything emotionally except for rage.
Oh, I forgot 24/7,
365, at 1,000,000%.
That line would definitely have you saying...
Say that again?
Left click. You gotta left click it, man.
Yeah, I know.
You can't right click it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today on the
say that again
segment. Tune in next week to hear more.
Say that again.
Lines,
dude. This is getting to be too much, brother.
Can we start a counter for how many times I've used the sound effect?
I don't know. I don't. We should do that. That should be the TikTok that you make for this episode.
Yeah.
How many times did Jackson and AJ use the?
You missed it.
Say that again.
Sound effect.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good one.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Say That Again segment. We're now into a really quick segment that we kind of decided last minute that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So we don't have a sound effect. What's like the sound effect for the Emmys?
Hold on. Let me. I'll start talking about what we're going to talk about.
So very quickly, we're just going to go through some of the Emmy winners and stuff that we know, because a lot of this stuff I haven't really seen. The Emmys, if you don't know, is basically it's like the biggest award show for TV shows.
Basically,
it's just the Oscars, but TV shows. So we're going to go through a couple of just the big ones and say the winners and kind of talk about if we've even seen it or not.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Here we go.
What about the Emmys?
What was that?
It was from The Simpsons.
Okay.
Today, we're going to ask...
Uh-oh. What is that?
I have no idea. Wait. Okay, anyway. That's strange.
Is that just in our headphones?
I have no idea. It's just in my headphones.
No, it's in mine, too.
Okay.
Hopefully you can't hear that, but there is a loud buzzing sound, and it's gone now. But there is a loud static in our ears.
Hey, it's gone. Okay.
But we're good now.
So, you may be asking the question.
You can't hear the sound.
It wasn't even plugged in. Hold on. This is so stupid. All right. You may be asking the question... Wow. Oh, wait. Ox was down.
What about the Emmys?
What about the Emmys?
Okay.
So, we're going to talk about...
tell you about the Emmys.
Oh, my God.
I just peaked. I'm so sorry.
Actually, I don't know if it peaked.
Yes.
It definitely did, actually.
So, let's start with... first of all, I'd like to say... Andor should have been nominated for many more things. One of the best shows.
Did it win anything?
It won a few things, but it basically got nominated for no acting performances.
What is the promotion, and why did it win so many things?
Shush, we'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Andor basically didn't get nominated for any acting performances, which is ridiculous because the acting was incredible.
That is a little bit crazy.
So let's start out with just the winner of the best drama series. Andor, among the nominations... The only nominated shows that I've seen out of these, like, eight is Andor and Severance.
Yeah.
And you've seen The Last of Us, right?
Yeah, I like that show a lot.
But I've just heard that season two was terrible.
Well, after Joel dies, it's going to be bad, so...
Oh, spoiler.
Well, okay, so I played the games. I've actually only watched until Joel dies in the show.
Okay, well, I heard it's just
gets
really
not
bad.
Good. It gets not good after that.
But the winner of Best Drama Series was The Pitt. Which I've never heard of.
What is the pig?
Or Severance snubbed. Severance is actually like such a good show. Lead actor in a drama series.
Wait,
the guy
hold on.
From
what
the,
is
pit
the Pit
won. Noah Weil from The Pit won that.
The daily lives of healthcare professionals in a Pittsburgh hospital as they juggle personal crises, workplace politics, and the emotional toll of treating critically ill patients, revealing the resilience of required in their the resilience required in their noble calling.
Interesting. That sounds like a snooze fest.
I can't imagine that like a show about Pittsburgh.
I have no idea.
One. Okay, I'm going to have to watch
it. But lead actor in drama series, the guy from The Pit won over, he won it over Adam Scott from Severance, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
Best comedy series?
The Studio.
The Studio won. I haven't seen a single one of the shows.
We actually need to watch The Studio because I've heard it's so funny.
Okay, we should
watch really
it.
Good.
I
and I have Apple TV Plus now.
I haven't seen a single of the ones nominated. Best limited or anthology series, Adolescence one.
I've heard that that's really
good. I've heard about it. I've heard it's good. Best talk series, no one cares. The Late Show is Stephen Colbert. Who cares?
Okay. I just want to say Jimmy Kimmel snub. I don't actually watch Jimmy
really?
Kimmel. I just like Jimmy Kimmel.
lead actor in a limited or anthology series, The Kid from Adolescence one, which I think he's like the youngest Emmy winner ever or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Let's see what else. But he did win over Colin Farrell in The Penguin, which
I don't know about that.
Is rough. Lead actress in a limited anthology series.
The girl from Severance, right?
No, the girl from The Penguin one. Limited series. The girl from The Penguin one. I actually haven't seen it.
You haven't seen The Penguin?
I need to watch it. I heard
it's pretty
really
good.
Supporting actress in a limited anthology series. The girl from Adolescence one. I don't know. I haven't seen it. So, my page just No, we're good. let's see what else we got. We don't care about that.
Okay. The best actress in like a drama series, the girl from Severance.
Girl from Severance, which is very, very good. Very good acting. You need to watch Severance.
You need
to go watch Severance because it's such a good show.
I have not. I know Seth Rogen won best actor in a comedy series. He won best director for the comedy series, The Studio, and he also won best writer.
Here we go. Here's a good one. Best writing for a drama series, Dan Gilroy won.
For
Andor.
There we go. See, that's the type of stuff we're looking for.
Best writing. He won over Severance, which is crazy.
I don't know, I think.
No, I think it's good.
Like, yeah.
Andor's so good.
Yeah, Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, Peter Hook, Alex Gregory, Frida Perez... all won best writing for The Studio.
And then we have best directing for a drama series. I don't even...
Seth Rogen.
Adam Randall for Slow Horses won.
Wait.
For a drama series.
Oh, drama, yeah. I'm on
and
comedy.
He won over all the normal ones. He won over Ben Stiller for Severance.
Slow Horses?
And James Metz for Andor.
What is Slow Horses?
I haven't seen Slow Horse. I don't know what it is. Directing for a comedy series, Seth Rogen won for The Studio. We did need to watch that.
We need to watch The Studio.
Any other important ones we got here?
I'm at the end of the list.
Supporting actor in a drama series, Tramell Tillman from Severance won, which is really cool.
Okay.
Also, in that category, the nominees for supporting actor in a drama series had 3 people from Severance and 3 people from White Lotus. as the nominees.
No one else?
And one person from a show called Paradise.
What is White Lotus about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Just another thing I just have not seen.
But that's literally that entire thing was, the entire nominees was that. Same with supporting actress in a drama series. It was 1 from Severance, 4 from White Lotus, and 1 from The Pit, who did win. We've gone through a lot of lead actor in a comedy series, Seth Rogen. Did Seth Rogen win like 3 Emmys himself?
4.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess like writing, he was on the writing team.
But he won like 4.
He's just that guy.
Yeah,
I think he's a comedic genius.
I think I'm
the end.
I skipped a bunch that I don't really care about, but I you guys probably didn't care about that either. I had only seen 2 shows that were nominated at all.
But we're gonna start watching The Studio tonight.
But
so.
We thought we'd just go through real quick because I feel like we gotta.
Yeah, as a film podcast, you kind of have to cover these things.
Yeah,
and it's not like we didn't want to. Okay, I didn't really want to, but. We have to.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's time to move on.
We're
into our next segment, which is...
You gotta give it a second. Wow.
My God.
And it lasts for a while. It's and let it fade out. Welcome to recent movies we've seen recently, everybody. I mean, look at that wave.
Guys, we finally have a new recent movie we've seen recently that we saw in theaters.
We do.
We recently saw recently.
Well, it was almost a week ago now.
But before, yes.
Like 5 days
ago. We saw The Long Walk in theaters.
We did see The Long Walk in theaters.
The Long Walk is directed by, what's written by Stephen King.
Well, the book was written by Stephen King.
Yeah, not directed, sorry.
Francis Lawrence directed The Long Walk.
But this is a novel that Stephen King wrote in like the 80s. And
Stephen King also produced it.
Yeah.
So I think it turned out probably better than what he ever wanted it. Because he doesn't like a lot of his other adaptations.
Yeah. No, but he was on the team for this one. But this movie is a dystopian survival thriller. Based on Stephen King's book.
You're giving it a... Yeah, no, that's... I mean, that's what it is.
I'll break down the basic plot here.
Let break it down for us, Mark.
Let me break it down.
Break it down for you, Mark.
This movie follows a sort of... It's set in a dystopian kind of America. And we hear like references to like a big war, like the Great War, that kind of left America like super duper poor.
Yeah.
And kind of Hunger Games style, there's this event every year called The Long Walk. Say that again. and it's kind of like same with Hunger Games. It's like Mark Hamill, this movie, he's like the guy in charge, and he's like, this is an event that's like to show Americans the value of hard work and whatever. And they like broadcast it, so like people watch, kind of like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
But the actual what the Long Walk is, so like a bunch of guys like enter this like raffle kind of system, and they get chosen. They chose 50 guys.
Fifty guys to
compete in the Long Walk, which is basically just they start walking and they have to keep a speed of 3 miles per hour. And if they stop that, then they get like a warning, and then they get like another warning, and a third warning, and then if they like can't keep going, then they like kill them.
Yeah.
And there's no like finish line or whatever. It's just whoever's the last one out of the 50 still walking, they win. There's no specific prize. There's just kind of a lot of cash.
It's a lot of money, and then
a lot of money,
whatever
and,
you want.
And they get one wish for like whatever they want.
Which the one wish part wasn't established until like halfway through the film, by the way.
It was. I mean, it's kind of. It's also never like super detailed. I mean, it's just like one wish.
Yeah.
Like, they referenced some kid that won apparently that wished for a pet elephant,
and they got him the elephant,
which is a valid wish, honestly.
Well, after walking that much, I'd probably want to ride an elephant too afterwards.
But apparently, they just get like money beyond their wildest dreams and one wish, which is appealing because everyone in this world is super poor.
Yeah.
That's the basic overview.
That's The Long Walk.
We had different opinions on this movie.
We do have different opinions on this movie.
We saw this with a group of five of us, and three of us, including myself, really liked this movie.
Yes.
And AJ and another friend did not.
Thumbs down.
I want to hear your opinions and why you didn't really like it. I want you to talk first.
No, I want you to go first.
Never mind. I will go first. This is a spoiler for your view because this movie like just came out. So go see it. At least I recommend going to see it. Actually, I want to recommend going to see this if you can deal with. It's very stressful and pretty graphic. Actually,
it is pretty graphic.
I'm not just gonna like fully suggest everyone go see it.
I am also going to recommend that you go see it. And even though I didn't like it, I'll explain why I recommend that you will when I talk about my
but
thoughts.
It is very like kind of graphic, and it is kind of like a stressful thriller movie. So if you're not into that, then don't go see it.
But if
I think it is a good
if
movie.
You can handle that, I would recommend going and see it.
I really enjoyed this movie. I thought just the characters, I really did like them. I liked how quickly this movie gets into things. There's not much like setup or whatever. Like the first shot of the movie is our main character driving up to the long walk, and he gets out, and he has, like, one interaction with, like, his mom, and then the long walk starts yeah. within, like, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we also don't cut away from the long walk much. There's, like, one flashback scene, and that's literally it. And we're just, it's a very straightforward story.
Yeah.
There's not much, like, subplots or whatever, and I actually like that. I think it works for this movie. I think all our main characters and stuff are actually really good. And I think the dialogue in this movie is just incredible. I think the, like, back and forth, like kind of like the banter scenes where they're, like, messing with each other, and also some, like, really serious stuff where they're, like, because obviously it's, like, a serious situation. Like these guys, like, really, like, some of our main characters, like, really care about each other, and there's also, like, a lot of conflict with all of our kind of antagonist-type characters.
Yeah.
And even with some of our main antagonists, we end up kind of feeling for them, and, like, yeah, I think it's really well done, just a lot of the dialogue. I think this movie, the pacing of this movie, like, I guess no pun intended with the walking, but, like, the pacing of this movie, and, like, just, like, I am constantly on edge. I was locked in. And, like, it sounds weird to say because it's, like, bad, like, all these guys are, like, dying, but, like, I was extremely interested and almost excited to see how things would turn out. Because we have all our characters, and you feel for all these characters, and there's, like, a group of them, of our main characters, that kind of forms, and it's, like, I'm so interested to see how things are going to turn out, because there's only, like, one winner. So that's why it can be on the edge of my seat. I was really locked in and excited to see what happened. That's my main thing, and
yeah,
I think it's done really well. I think it's really, it's intense. I think I realized, I mean, this movie's rated R, and it's about, like, these guys dying, so, like, I expected to be intense going in, but, like, this isn't a spoiler. Obviously, people are going to die in the movie.
Yeah.
The first kid that ends up dying, that, like, can't do the walk anymore, they, like, fully show him getting shot, and I was, like, it was pretty graphic off the bat, and I was, like, okay.
That definitely, I was, definitely like, okay, made me jump in my seat.
I was, like, we're in for it. Like, yeah. Like, off the bat, it's, like, okay, this pretty, is going to be pretty.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. But that's kind of my thoughts. I really liked it. Yeah. So now I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. The reason I didn't like the film stems from three different points that I want to make. And first, I want to start with positives.
Okay.
I think, again, I like how it just jump starts. You don't have to wait. You don't have to go through all this needless backstory and kind of origin of the world. But also, the issue with that is, we don't get a lot of world building, and all the world building comes from dialogue, which you said, a lot of the dialogue is very good and it's very effective, but other parts of the dialogue I don't think are as good. Especially, like, every time the major speaks. I don't think any of the major's dialogue is good or beneficial to the story.
I can agree with the part
where he's explaining the long walk. Obviously that's essential to the story.
Yeah.
I
actually really agree with that. So Mark Hamill, who is Luke Skywalker, plays the major in this movie, which is, I do wish we got a little more, like, information about him, because he's, like, the major, but he also seems like he's, like, in charge of, like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's, I don't know, he's, like, the president almost.
It's
but
strange.
He's in charge of the long walk, and at the beginning he explains the rules, and then he kind of disappears for parts, and then comes back and just says some, like, random stuff that's basically just, like, come on, boys, you got it, you're doing great, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, not good. And I do agree with his dialogue was pretty...
It's just pointless.
Pretty basic and pointless, and he doesn't really actually do much in the story.
It's pointless. Yes, so I think most of the dialogue is very effective. Cooper Hoffman and David Johnson's characters are incredible. The two main guys.
Yeah.
Garrity and Pete. Great characters. They're great characters. And the thing is, they're great characters that are trapped in a not-so-great movie. And
okay.
I'm about to explain why. So my first issue with the film is that, so there's nothing besides the long walk. Which, it's interesting that they chose that route, and I can understand why, because the whole idea is that, like, it's just the long walk. But I also think it's a bad idea, because there is only one thing that can happen. The people can either die, or they can, like, win. And from the get-go, you know which two people have the chance of winning. guess you know it's either going to be Garrity,
it's a little predictable,
or it's going to be Pete from the get-go. And so you're in this, you're trapped in this landscape where you know almost exactly what's going to happen. And then this takes me to my next point, which is, so at, okay, when we get towards the end, I'm going to just spoil the movie, by the way.
Wait, we need to do no spoilers. Just came out.
One of the reasons I didn't like this movie was, like, I have to spoil it to explain why.
You can just say the ending, but don't explain what happened in the end.
No, I won't. Okay.
We need to don't spoil. This movie just came out.
There is a point, or there is a hidden motive, which also, this is why I didn't like the movie as well. The hidden motive, we're about 75% of the way through the story, or we might be at the beginning of the third act, roughly. It's a little bit of a gray area because, again, only one thing is happening, and you know exactly... Or you know one of the two people that's going to win.
I think you would expect, but I don't feel like I was like 100% it was going to like...
Oh, no, I knew it was going to be one of them from the
get-go. I mean, I guess. It's kind of predictable, but like, I still think it works.
Again, let me
okay,
keep going.
Okay, just keep going.
Let me cook. So, basically, I want to say this establishes the beginning of the third act, roughly. I don't remember when exactly in the film this happens. There is a hidden motive, and you know what that is. The hidden motive of Garrity.
Yeah.
Of what he wants to do with his wish when he wins. And Pete basically convinces him, like, hey, this is not a good idea. This is not, this is not what we should be striving for. We should be working to be better people, better together, like brothers. And at that point, I was like, okay, I actually do really like that point. I think that's a great point. And then at the end of the movie, they just get rid of all of the good stuff they talked about. They throw it all out the door to end this film. And then the winner turns around and instead of changing or doing something meaningful, continues to walk down the road. That's one of my reasons.
It is hard to go around this point without spoiling it.
It's hard to talk about this point without spoiling it, but they take all of the good themes and morals that they discussed while walking. All of that great, effective dialogue, and they throw it out the window at the end.
I get what you're saying, but I think it is really hard to talk about this without... I feel like it's so hard to... His actions at the end, after the winner, it's like... I feel like it's like...
His actions...
It's like avenging and like one last act for his the other person.
No, but you don't... The guy literally talks about it 20 or 30 minutes prior. The whole point that he makes is to be better, to be a better person, to be a brother, to care
for others. But
all of those themes are gone the minute he does the thing he does at the end.
No,
They're gone.
It's the theme of his like friendship was stronger.
No, that's so stupid. That's like a Fast
still,
and
then
Furious
still,
theme.
And then he's still going to be able to do good with with what he won. He did good by.
Well, he might get arrested afterwards.
End. But we don't know.
Well, because all he does is turn around and keep
this
walking.
This movie, the ending's a little ambiguous.
The ending, I hated it. That's really what made
me
not
like
the ending.
I thought it was crazy. It's so hard. I want to spoil the movie.
We can just spoil the movie.
No. We said we were going to do no spoilers.
Well, we're not going to talk about it anymore after this.
But the ending of like how it ends, not what we just talked about, like who like wins and stuff, I thought was so good. Like I was so surprised. Like in the theater, I was like,
no,
oh!
I knew that when I knew it was gonna happen. I knew that was gonna
happen. I did not.
I saw
so
that.
I enjoyed it very much.
That was easy.
And I think even though you have in your back of the mind who you think's gonna win the whole time, and you know who the main characters are, I still think the stakes were so high, and you didn't really know what was gonna happen. It seemed unpredictable enough that something crazy might happen, and I still really enjoyed the ending, even though it was kind of predictable.
No, I knew that the one guy was gonna sacrifice himself. I knew that was gonna happen.
We're spoiling. And
I didn't say what one guy.
I know
1,000%. I knew the whole time what was about to happen, and that made the first half of the film utterly boring.
I don't think
when
so.
When we reached the midpoint of the film, I actually became interested in what was going on because we started to lose more
people.
I
don't think having main characters that you think are going to survive takes away from the rest of it. Like, think about, like, the Hunger Games. The entire time, you know that, like, Katniss is going to win.
The difference between the Hunger Games and the Long Walk is the landscape of the project, because the Long Walk is solely on the road.
Yeah. And which is why the dialogue carries it so hard.
Well, I know. That's why. But then, a lot of that effective dialogue is rendered ineffective because
I don't know. I do see where you're coming from.
This is why I don't like this movie. I don't like this movie for the reason that other people don't like it. I like it because I feel like... Because the difference between this and the Hunger Games is the Hunger Games has more than just the games going on.
Yeah, I know.
And in this movie, I feel like... What would have made it more effective for me is if we showed more governmental corruption, and we showed if it was maybe an extra 30 minutes, and we started with a better backstory that gave us more stakes than just walk or die.
I see what you're saying, and I think there could have definitely been some more world building or stuff with the major, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree, but I think it's also...
But then all of a sudden at the end, we get this little lick.
I did kind of like the information. There was like no subplots. I think it would be very easy for them to do some random subplot and it'd just be really boring and take away from it.
Well, I was bored in the first half anyway, so.
More
extra characters would have been nice.
Okay, I think we've said our points. I think we've just kind of disagreed.
Hold on, he's cutting me off here.
Oh, no, keep going. Oh,
I'm not done.
Keep going.
No. And then another reason that I just didn't like the movie was just from like my like Christian worldview, there was a point that one of the characters made that I just don't agree with. And it was like the only constant we have in life is death. And I don't agree with that.
I mean, neither do I.
I don't need to get into it right now, but that's just like, that's not even the biggest reason. I explained the biggest reason why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And that was because of like the nature of the walk and like the plot and how every theme that they discussed was just rendered ineffective by the end of the film. All the dialogue that was good was just gone. But no, that's just another little thing. We'll go
see this film, guys. Me and AJ don't disagree on a lot of things.
That's why I will say go watch the film. It's good to watch things that challenge your way of thinking about these types of things, because this is a film I went into really thinking that I would like, and I came out of it not liking it at all. So it just like, it was very thought provoking, and that's why I would say go watch this film, because even though I didn't think it was good, it really made me think.
Yeah,
so I would say go watch it.
I think we'll wrap it up here on the Long Walk, but I think me and AJ don't disagree on most movie takes.
No,
so this is an interesting.
We don't even disagree a ton about like this film in general. On like the ending and stuff.
Yeah,
like I do think Garrity and Pete are great characters, but they're trapped in a bad movie.
Yeah. So I really liked it. AJ did not. Go see for yourself. But do know, I will say, like, this movie's pretty graphic, pretty intense, and there's a lot of language like throughout.
I
every sentence.
That's not something that rattles me as much, but I know you're sensitive to that type of thing, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend if you aren't into those that kind of thing. But I do think this movie's good, or at least thought provoking.
It's not provoking. It's not good.
Okay, I think
that's what I'll say. It's not like War of the Worlds bad, but it's like not good.
Okay, I think it's good. But go see it. It's also like the only thing out right now. So if you want to go see a movie, just go check this out and see what you think. Because it is at least thought provoking.
You could either go see that or Gabby's Dollhouse the movie. So I would actually rather watch The Long Walk than Gabby's Dollhouse the movie.
Okay, well, that's our thoughts on our.
That's
recent
our thoughts.
Movie
I was gonna make a joke. I totally forgot to make this joke before we started talking about it, but I was gonna say, let's go grab the field recorder and record this on a walk. And we walk until we finish talking about the film. But I forgot to say that beforehand. So we ended up sitting. I feel a little guilty for sitting and talking about The Long Walk now.
Yeah, I felt guilty watching this movie.
Actually,
in my comfy theater chair.
My recline.
With my slushie.
My recline chair. I had a sweet tea.
I'm sitting there drinking my slushie. I'm like, come on, you can make it further. Just keep walking, man.
There was some pretty crazy stuff in that movie. Anyway,
that's
The Long Walk. I would recommend it.
That's a recent movie.
Not because it's good, But yes.
That is good.
No.
All right, let's move
on.
We
got to move on.
Let's move on. What do we have up next?
Well, we're going to actually keep talking about The Long Walk.
But in a different way.
But not about the movie.
We're going to be talking about... It's time once again for...
It's time for
draft time draft once again. Time.
Another episode with draft time.
Draft time is back.
I think every episode where it's just us two, we're going to do
we
draft
We might do
time
draft time, every... unless you guys hate it. Today's draft time is going to be laid out quite differently, though.
Yes.
Last time we did draft time, we were drafting a five-person team for a basketball game.
Yes.
Today, we're going to be drafting a three-person team.
Well, just like your top three competitors.
Well, just like who you think
who you
your
think
top would... three competitors would be for the long walk.
The long walk, yeah.
So, as we explained in our long walk segment,
yes.
The rules of this game is that you have to keep a speed of 3 miles per hour
yep.
and just walk. And if you lag behind or stop or whatever, or like run away, then you die.
Yep, pretty much.
So we're just going to draft a team.
We are.
I went pretty, I'm going to say this, like in our basketball team, I had like really random ones like Brad Pitt in his F1 car
yeah.
and stuff like that. I have pretty normal people in this that I just think would be good.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But, and I'm sure you don't.
Who went first for draft time?
I went first for draft time.
Okay.
So
I think,
if you want to go first for
I
this
one. I think I'm going to take it first
for this one.
For the long walk.
All right. So, go ahead.
With the first pick in the 2025 Two Tickets Please Long Walk Draft, AJ selects Forrest Gump.
I was going to do that. No.
Forrest Gump from Lumberjack University.
Man, I was definitely going to take Forrest Gump.
I know you were.
That sucks.
Because he's a dog and... Forrest Gump from Lumberjack.
Lumberjack. Why Lumberjack?
Because his first name is Forrest.
Okay.
I guess, what college? He went to Georgia in the movie?
No, he went to Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. I guess we could just draft him from Alabama, but I think my pun is funnier.
Dude, I was definitely going to take Forrest
Gump. I know. I that's why I wanted to go first, because I knew Forrest Gump was on your list.
I have my other one.
Yeah,
well,
so
good. That's a good first pick.
I genuinely think if you put Forrest Gump in there, there's not even a chance for anyone else. Like, if I pulled up to the long walk and Forrest Gump was standing there, I'd just probably, like, leave. Like, there's not a chance I'm winning this if Forrest Gump's here. So
that's a good pick.
That's why I picked Forrest Gump.
That's definitely a good pick. All right, well, here we go. With Team Jackson's first pick in the Two Tickets Please Long Walk Draft, we select Samwise Gamgee.
Okay.
Out of the Shire Technical
the
College.
The Shire Technical College.
What's
the most popular major at the Shire Technical College?
Gardening. I think this is a good pickup. Sam walked a long way. He even carried Frodo for the end part.
With
a ring, taking him down the whole time. And with external factors making things harder at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think just a straight walk, I think he's going for a long time.
Yeah.
If he has motivation at the end, he's like saving the world or something. I think he's got a good shot.
I like that.
At going a long way.
I like that.
So that's my first pick.
Okay. No, that's good. I think especially the Hobbit, they have like feet that are like bigger, I guess, and
yeah.
more strong.
This dude's like not fatiguing. His feet aren't wearing out.
No.
I think he's going to do good.
He doesn't even need boots. Like, he won't have to worry about his boots
he's
breaking
because
he's just going to walk with his bare feet. That's pretty good.
All right. Go for it.
My next pick is kind of in the same, like, direction as you. With AJ's second pick in the Two Tickets Please Long Walk Draft, I'm going to select Bilbo Baggins.
Okay, a very similar pick.
From the Shire University. He went there how many years before Sam do we think he went to the
like,
Shire?
Like
to the
70?
Bilbo's class was having their 70th reunion at the Shire Technical College before Sam decided to even leave with the fellowship.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, again, I think Bilbo... is just a heart of gold hobbit, by the way. Just like Sam. He went toe-to-toe with a dragon. He walked all that way. He got in the Battle of the Five Armies. Like, just an overall dog.
Just a resilient guy.
Just a resilient guy, all-around dog. Again, the thing with the big feet, the Hobbit have big feet. And they're just, you know, they'd be good at the long walk.
I would argue that Bilbo had a much easier journey than Sam.
I mean, you could, yeah. Like, no, that's, I'd agree. But I also think that Bilbo faced different obstacles on his journey than Sam did.
Okay.
Like, especially,
I think they're pretty even.
They're pretty even, but, like, what stands out for me to about Bilbo is, like, going just toe-to-toe with Smaug. Honestly.
I mean, he didn't go toe-to-toe. He ran away from Smaug. You know who went toe-to-toe with a big-ass spider?
Okay.
Samwise Gamgee.
Smaug, big spider. Come on. Smaug.
Yeah, he didn't fight Smaug. He ran away from Smaug.
He didn't, like...
And he had an invisible ring.
Okay, fine. He didn't go toe-to-toe with Smaug, but his, like, the way he confronted and survived Smaug really shows me what's up.
We didn't mean to get into Lord of the Rings debate right now. But
well, also
these are both good picks.
Also, like, he's like smart too. The way that he took the stone as his portion of the treasure to prevent Thorin from becoming Mr. Greed was pretty good. Yeah.
This is true.
So before we move on, what did Sam major in? Did he
majored in gardening.
Well, because that's the most popular major.
No, yeah, Sam majored
Sam
in
was
gardening.
What do we think Bilbo majored in?
Probably pipe smoking.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like Bilbo.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, here we go. With Team Jackson's second pick in a Two Tickets Please long walk draft, we select Captain America.
Wait, that's a really good pick.
From Super Soldier State University. They call him SSSU. That's his college you went to. Super Soldier State University.
Super Soldier State.
I think this
State
one's a
University.
No-brainer pick here. Captain America, literally a super soldier, but yeah. even if he wasn't, like, physically different than everybody,
yeah.
and just straight up stronger and more endurance and everything, I think this guy's just got the willpower to get it done.
Yeah.
I think this, I don't know, I don't think he's stopping. He knows what's on the line.
Sure.
I think he goes a long way.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that.
I think it's a good pick.
Yeah. It's a good pick. What did, Captain America major in at Super Soldier Serum University.
He majored
or Super Soldier State. Is that what it is?
Super Soldier State University. He majored in I don't know, war,
shielding.
He majored in frisbee throwing.
Yeah, that's,
he majored in.
That's good.
He was on the
good.
Disc golf team 100%.
Yeah, that's good. Oh no, I had my next pick, but I lost it. I didn't write any of these down.
Neither did I. Well, you took Forrest Gump. I was going to do him.
Okay.
I've got a good one for my third, though, but it's your turn.
Oh, wait. I got one. Okay.
All right. This is your final pick.
Because I'm kind of toying between two, I'm going to go with one, and then after the draft, I want to say which other one I was thinking
okay,
about.
That's fine.
But with their third pick in the Two Tickets Please long walk draft, Team AJ selects the Flash out of University.
Fast University? The Flash, bro. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty good pick.
I mean, like, if this guy can run, what's the Flash's fastest? Like, how fast can he go?
I don't know. Enough to time travel.
From a guy who can go fast enough to time travel, 3 miles an hour is not going to be that hard for him.
It might be too hard for him. He'd run past.
No. He can.
He'd break the rules because he'd run past.
No. He's got it.
He just gets super bored because he's running at super speed for 3 miles an hour.
Well, I was going
to
say, like,
and it would take him like 40 years to finish.
I don't know. Anyway. He's going to do it. He's going to do well.
That's a good pick.
He's going to do well. Yeah.
Here's my last pick.
Oh, boy.
With my third and final pick for Team Jackson in the Two Tickets Please long walk draft, we select Lightning McQueen out of Radiator Springs.
Okay, here's
institution.
Here's my Radiator Springs institution. What did Lightning McQueen major in at Radiator Springs?
Race.
Okay. So here's my very important question for you and all the Lightning McQueen believers out there.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what you're going to say.
What happens when he runs out of gas?
I just thought of that, too.
So he's a race car.
No. So you know how in The Long Walk, anytime one of the guys was thirsty, he'd just go, canteen, number 10.
Cars have to stop and be turned off to refuel.
No, they don't. And they'd walk over and they'd give him water. No, Lightning McQueen can do a moving refuel because he doesn't need water. He needs gas.
No,
cars don't have to be stopped. It's advised that they be stopped and turned off. I accidentally... You want to hear a funny story?
So, okay, hold on.
All right, I guess he was on.
You tell me your funny story in 1 second.
Okay.
NASCAR cars, which is what Lightning McQueen is most likely based off of,
okay,
or is based off of, have 18-gallon tanks. I just Googled all this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They do about 5 miles per gallon. So Lightning McQueen is going to go 4 miles before every refuel. Yeah.
That's not math.
No, sorry. 4 hours before every refuel.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah, they got gas there.
That's...
He would enter the competition eight refuels with the stipulation that they'd give him gas.
That's 8 refuels a day.
Yeah, they probably had to drink eight things of water a day.
This is broke America. They can't afford that much gas.
Listen.
Not even the military, dude.
Listen, he can do it. They can pull it off.
I think Lightning McQueen's going to run out of gas. Okay. Anyway.
All right.
What's your funny story?
Oh, no. It doesn't really apply very well.
Well, just say it, though.
Well, I was saying, because you said you had to, stop and turn off the car to refuel.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Because...
Yes, you do.
It's advised to stop and turn off your car.
Do you know...
But
do you know what engine combustion is?
I know. Okay. Every time I go get gas, I do stop and turn off my car.
He doesn't.
No, I do. Of course
it's
I do.
Terrifying.
Every single time in my life I've ever done that.
No, he doesn't.
Except for one time.
You did it one time?
It was the first time
I'm too scared.
If you listen to the last episode, we had my amazing girlfriend Brooke on the show.
The first time you ever drove Brooke
The first time me and Brooke went on a date, I went and I was like, I gotta get gas real quick. And I went and I was like so nervous and thinking about other things that I just stopped and got out of the car and filled up the gas and then got back in. And then I looked at her and I was like, I forgot to turn the car off. And I was like, I don't normally do that, I promise.
What?
And then we went away. That's not that crazy of a thing. But, like, it's just funny that the only time I've ever done that
is almost blew up the car.
That would be not a good first date if I just blew us both up.
Not a good first date.
All this to say that Lightning McQueen could definitely do rolling refuels and keep it at 3 miles per hour.
No, but, like, when he runs out of gas, while they're doing the rolling refuel, he's going to come to a stop because he's not going to be able to accelerate without any gas in his tank.
No, well, they'll fill up his gas before he runs out of gas.
No.
Yeah.
I think Lightning McQueen's going to run out of gas. What happens if he blows a tire?
He won't. It's just like how he lost his shoe, the one guy in the movie.
Yeah.
He just keep going.
That's not... And then he loses another tire. And then a third tire. And then a fourth tire. And here we are. Lightning McQueen
he's
on the
fine
rims of his wheels. And he might just slide off the road at that point. Okay. Lightning McQueen, great pick, Jackson.
Well,
great pick. You had a great draft today.
That's the end of
Thanks for listening to Draft Time, everybody.
Let us know if you like Draft Time. This is the second time we've done it.
We love Draft Time.
I think it's pretty fun.
Draft Time is pretty fun.
Well, we have 10 minutes left, and I've heard there's... something you have planned that I don't know about.
Yeah.
For maybe the last little bit of the show.
There is. We're going to disregard everything else that's on the document. We're going to talk about...
Wait, do we have more on the document?
No, I'm just messing.
Oh, okay.
No. So, we have not talked about this yet because we seem to... We're avoiding this topic currently. But we're going to bring this topic back because there was a recent published image for a film that is going to be releasing. This is the screenshot for Star Wars Starfighter starring Ryan Gosling.
We haven't talked about Star Wars in a while. We got to.
When we got together before we started the season to kind of plan episodes, we were like, all right, we low-key need to not talk about Star Wars for the first few. And we've done two episodes without it, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe like a quick
mention. I
don't
think we really brought it up.
We didn't really bring it up. But today, I thought, what a better time than to spend the last 10 minutes of an episode, like we did almost every episode last semester, talking about Star Wars.
Yes.
Leaked image, or not leaked image, posted by Disney. It showcases a black and white photo of Ryan Gosling in costume sitting on a speeder bike.
Mm-hmm.
What are your immediate thoughts?
I really hope it's good, because we need a good Star Wars movie, because all we get is shows.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is a fake trailer.
There's no way that's a real trailer.
I looked it up, and I saw a Star Wars Starfighter trailer, and it's 100% fake.
Oh, that's so
okay,
fake.
Okay, there has not been a trailer.
Wait, is that Darth Vader? This is set
it's
after
fake,
the Rise of Skywalker.
It's a fake trailer. Yeah, so this is set after the
Rise of
Skywalker.
If you're going
to make a fake
trailer, do it right.
This is set after the Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah.
Okay. I really hope it's good, because we've gotten some good shows and stuff, obviously like Andor and stuff.
Yeah.
But the last movie we've got from Star Wars is Rise of Skywalker.
That was in 2019.
Which is in 2019 and was also terrible.
Yes, we have not had a Star Wars movie since the coronavirus.
Yes. So it is due time for us to have an actual Star Wars movie. I want to go to the theater and see this. I do really like Ryan Gosling.
I do too.
I think he'll be good in this movie.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't really have any sort of plot summary or anything.
Is it James Mangold? Who's directing it? I don't think it's Mangold.
I
think
remember.
He was going to do like the Jedi Order one.
But
yeah, find out.
But I also really, really like the actual starship dogfighting stuff in different movies in Star Wars. I think it's awesome. So if this movie is literally called Star Wars Starfighter, I think that's awesome if it revolves around sort of that.
Yeah.
A little bit, at least. If he's like an X-Wing pilot, I think is the basic plot. Probably. Maybe.
It's a pilot for most likely the Republic.
Yeah.
In some way.
So X-Wings are like the dopest ship ever. Like in anything.
Yeah.
So if we're going like a story about a X-Wing pilot, that's awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know what like the bad guys are going to be in this. Because this is uncharted territory. We don't know what's going on. This isn't like Star Wars goes out of order. We get like Rogue One or stuff in stuff. Like we know what they're fighting or whatever. But we haven't had anything past Rise of Skywalker. That is the farthest thing in Star Wars like canon.
Yes.
The farthest thing in time. So this is a totally new thing. Which is cool. Like, well, it's going to be all new. Hopefully they write something good.
Do you think we will get the Yuuzhan Vong?
I don't know. That seems pretty large scale for this movie.
What if it's a secret trilogy?
Would you like to explain what that is?
Sorry. The Yuuzhan Vong are a star... Like, they're a Star Wars legend species that their entire home... This is some really nerdy knowledge.
This is very nerdy. It's Sean Levy, by the way, is directing Star Wars Story.
Okay, Sean Levy. The Yuuzhan Vong are from another galaxy that is currently dying and is inhospitable for their species. So they decided to take the journey, jumping to the next galaxy, which is the Star Wars galaxy, and they come in right after the Return of the Jedi is...
Like the comics. This is like a comic thing.
In the comics and books, which is Legends. It's not actual canon. So they come in. I'm not going to say much about the books because I don't want to spoil it. But basically, like, they're a warrior race they're very primitive. And their ships can, like... Their ships are also alive, which is interesting. And they can, like, grow more ships on planets. And so that's why they need to come to the Star Wars galaxy to ensure the survival of their race. But they're also conquerors. So when they come to the Star Wars galaxy, they like to try to take over.
Yeah.
Which there's a lot of people that theorize that's why Palpatine started making the Empire, because he foresaw it. And if the Empire was still around when the Yuuzhan Vong decided to invade, then they would have been driven back, but because it was the New Republic, there was, like, that's why Yu Zhongbang were able to get so far.
I don't know. Do you hope it's that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've read the book series. I really hope it's that.
Cool. Okay, I haven't. I mean, I know what that is, because I'm a nerd, but I haven't actually read this stuff.
I have almost all of the Yu Zhongbang books in my possession.
I mean, it would be cool for, like, a new kind of thing, kind of new, like, bad guy, because, like, the First Order is literally the Empire.
Yeah. I just think...
So it's like, I don't know what direction they go other than that. I don't know if I really see them doing that, at least for this movie.
I don't think
so either.
This
seems very, like, smaller scale, at least.
Yeah.
But, like, who would be the... I mean, there's gonna just be bad guys, I guess.
Especially
like
because
the First Order
it's, like, such a different time period than when the Yu Zhongbang would have come in... or when they came in Legends. Like, this is post-Rise of Skywalker. It would be cool if they did it. It would be different if they did it.
Yeah.
But it would, for people who are like just getting interested in Star Wars, it would also be really weird.
It would be a big jump.
Yes.
So I don't think it'll be that, and I don't like hope it's not that, but like
I hope it is that, but I'm also okay if it's not. Like I'm not like diehard.
So we'll see. But honestly, if it's like, I mean, Star Wars movies are pretty large in scale. Like
yeah,
like big time, like spanning the galaxy. I think what we're used to, but I guess it could be cool to have if this was kind of a smaller scale story about just this one guy, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. If it's a larger story just about, like, the New Republic, because we haven't had a movie set in, like, when the New Republic's, like, actually a thing.
Yeah, you know...
In between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens, the New Republic was, like, the reigning...
Yeah.
Force in the galaxy. But we come into the First Order, like, we start The Force Awakens, and the First Order has already taken over. So we haven't actually seen a real movie with the New Republic. And after the events of Rise of Skywalker and the New Republic is going to be the thing.
I gotta look. You know what would be really cool to see in this film?
What?
Have you heard of the New Republic Nebula-class Star Destroyer? Looks like that.
Nice. Star Wars ships are really cool.
So, it's another legend ship. Again, this is some super nerdy ball knowledge. The New Republic Nebula Star Destroyer is like a variant of the ISD, except it's like smaller, more versatile, and it is like insane.
Yeah.
In Legends, like it's one of the most powerful ships to ever fly in the galaxy.
Yeah.
And so to see that would be pretty cool. Yeah.
I do want to say I hope that this movie actually it sticks true to, like, the name of the movie, because we don't know anything about this. We're just yapping.
Yes, that's very true.
That, I hope it's not... I hope it's actually about, like, starfighters, and not just a guy who is in a starfighter, and then, like, something happens, and then he's, like... Because the promo picture we see is him with a speeder bike. Like, I really hope it's not just about him on, like, stranded on a planet the whole time doing other stuff. I hope he's in a starfighter for a lot of this movie, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because being an X-Wing pilot... might be the coolest thing ever. I was meant to be one, and I ended up in this universe.
Yeah. Honestly, same. I don't think...
I think that's the coolest thing ever.
It's so cool.
I think X-Wings are the coolest thing ever. So please just have a bunch of X-Wings and Starfighters in general in this movie, because that's dope.
I wouldn't even mind if they like introduce a new class of Starfighter.
Want Starfighters, yeah.
I just actually want it to be about...
We want Star Wars. We want Star...
We literally want the stars and the wars.
That's what we want.
Yeah, I agree.
And with that, we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, we've hit our time now.
We had to talk about Star Wars for 10 minutes.
It's been a while since we have, and I hope you all... The Star Wars fanatics out there better have listened to the whole episode.
Yeah, better. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we covered some good stuff today, and we'll come back at you next week.
Next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Make sure to tune in. Jackson's actually working on some reels and TikToks.
I am. I'll post some stuff eventually.
Yeah, we'll get some stuff out there so you can actually go to the TikTok.
Yes, interact with our stuff.
But as for now, we have Instagram. You should go check out Instagram.
Yeah.
This episode is live right now, but will be dropped everywhere you can listen to podcasts tonight. Thanks for joining us on Two Tickets, Please. We love you all, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.